This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
This is Saturday Magazine.
You are on Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9, Macca and Tass. And continuing our coverage of the state election, which is happening today, we're just about to get on the line Samantha Ratnam, who is the leader of the Victorian Greens. Good morning, Samantha. How are you?
Just from Don Bosco Centre. And we literally happened to be here. He came out.
Oh. You can hear us?
Yes, I can hear you.
Ah, good. Good.
Fantastic. Yes. We can hear you too now. Good morning, great, Samantha, great. And thank you for taking a bit of time out of what would be an extraordinarily busy schedule. And you're the only politician that we've been able to actually secure this morning on air. So thank you for your time.
Oh, you're most welcome. I'm a big fan of all the work y'all do.
Well, thank you very much for that, and we do our very best to serve our community and be a voice for our community. Look, we've got a couple of questions that we'd like to ask, and we won't keep you too long because we know that you're on the hustle. But, you know, we are very, very interested in what the Greens have to offer our LGBTI communities, especially in the areas where we most broadcast, which is the inner city. Just in a nutshell, what can you give us?
Well, we have a fundamental commitment towards equality. We've been champions of equal rights for our LGBTIQ community, and that's been borne out by our representatives at all levels where we're elected, starting with the push for equal marriage and, champions like Janet Rice really leading the campaign for us, for the Greens there. In Victoria, we've been at the forefront of ensuring that religious institutions can't discriminate on the basis of sexual orientation. And my colleague Sam Hibbins has been doing incredible work in the Victorian Parliament for years.
And we've had him in the studio, actually.
Oh, great, great. Yes, and he has said he's going to make it a priority if we're elected, and it will be a priority for all of us as soon as we get back into that Parliament to remove those exemptions that exist in Victorian law, even to this day, that were voted, both the major parties refuse to remove those exemptions. So we've been championing that. We want to ensure that we tackle the big issues of climate change and inequality, social justice, make sure everyone lives in a fair and respectful society. And you have our absolute commitment that they are the things that we'll be championing.
That's a great segue to my very next question, of course, Samantha. If you look at today's front page of The Age, you'll see a headline that says, "Women Abandon Greens." And of course, it's been quite topical in the press, of course, over the last couple of weeks, months perhaps, that there have been some issues internally and some allegations around bullying and perhaps less than equal engagement between genders, men and women. Can you give us some reflections on that and what your views are?
It has been an extraordinary few weeks and been a very challenging few weeks. And it's important, I think, for each of those instances that have been reported to be looked and assessed on each of their contexts, because they are quite different instances in many cases. And we have had candidates do and say wrong things online, for example. We are, however, a party that is led by women. We have 7 out of our 8 current MPs are women. We have the highest female representation of any major political party in this state, let alone country. Our full party leadership are women, our co-conveners, our state director. So we really have had a very strong culture of female leadership and empowerment. I accept that we've had some issues through this campaign, and we're not immune to what's happening more broadly culturally at the moment globally with the Me Too movement, where women rightly have the right to feel more free to speak out about the abuse and discrimination that they've experienced for years. And as a woman, I know that myself. So it's really important that women have the space to speak out. It's a really important moment for us globally, and The Greens really take that very seriously.
It seems to me, though, that
all political parties, yeah.
It seems to me that women aren't actually hearing that message, because according to these very reports and the latest polls, the support from women for the Greens has almost halved.
Well, I think you have to be a little bit sceptical and critical with those polls. They are small polls of small numbers of people, and what we see are large margins of error whenever you have small sample sizes like that. So, you have to look at that from that perspective as well. And, you know, we've also come under...
That's what Matthew Guy says about the polls too, of course. But my understanding is that a poll size of 1,300 that is statistically significant is actually a good sample size.
Well, there are some issues with that poll. I mean, you know, you have to look at it, and we've had different advice about that, but you actually have to look at it in terms of there's quite some really interesting and wayward numbers in there, so we're not quite sure about that. And, you know, the other thing to think about also is that, you know, the Labor Party and other parties have refused to debate us on policies and ideas, and have really resorted to a very negative, dirty kind of campaign, lots of mudslinging. You know, for example, our candidate for Northcote, Lydia Thorpe, has come under extraordinary attack. There have been some really vile and disgusting online ads that Facebook have even taken down because they're just so bad. So we've just seen politics get to an all new low. I'm proud of our campaign that's been really positive and optimistic and energetic. And we're really hopeful that future politics is not about negative campaigning like the major parties seem to want to do, but is about a hopeful vision for the future. And that's what we represent.
Look, it's Macca, Samantha. In terms of negative campaigning, I don't know whether you saw Clay Lucas's article in The Age about some of the activities in Richmond, about in particular by Professor Lewis and Professor Buxton, about a letter they were circulating. What Clay is saying is that the printer's address for that is actually the address of your candidate in Richmond.
All right. I'm not aware of the details there, so I can't comment into that. But what we saw with that letter was some preeminent planning experts talk about what's wrong with our planning system at the moment. And Richard Wynne, the current member, is the planning minister. And on his watch, we have seen developers being given huge power to determine the shape of our cities and neighbourhoods, and often putting big property developers ahead of people and the community.
Yeah, look, I understand that point of view. Professor Lewis said he described the pamphlet as a collaboration with the Greens.
As I said, I can't speak to, in terms of the address details, but they have been very outspoken critics of what's been happening with planning for successive decades. So it's not just this government, but governments before, Liberal and Labor alike.
They've been
very critical of what's happening. So this is they've reinforced their message to the community about why people should be really worried about what's happening with Victoria's planning system. I was in local council for years, and I saw that from the bottom up, just how broken our planning system was. And I think that's why people like Professor Buxton are speaking out, because it's getting to a point where the system is so broken, it's distorting the outcomes, and property developers are given free rein while communities suffer.
Yeah, well, look, Professor Buxton's retired, and, he's probably not as up-to-date as he should be on some of these issues. But, look, I've seen in the electorate I'm in, it's been really interesting, some of the letterboxing, and I'm in the state seat of Essendon, which is an interesting seat, and lots of issues there, and a big planning issue being Moonee Valley, of course, but... I just wanted, your reflection. Do you think, on a scale of 1 to 10 in terms of how clean the campaign has been generally, do you want to put a figure on it?
Oh, that's a hard one to do. We have had several people comment, though, and even in the media, saying they haven't seen a campaign as dirty as this. And I think you have to separate out, people advocating for candidates and parties, up front with their names attached to it to say, look, on this issue, I think you should support this person because they have a track record or they promise something. That's quite different to the negative campaigning we're talking about. That's advocacy. That has a place in political campaigns.
It does.
We had Julian Burnside come out and say, look, it's got to a point where, you can't trust the Labor Party anymore. on refugee and asylum seeker policy. They're locking up children on offshore detention camps, and it has to stop. So you've got advocates who are speaking out because they can't stand by and watch what's happening to innocent people anymore. And you've got that in the planning space now. That's quite separate to what we're seeing in the actual mudslinging, which is, you know, semi-authorised ads, which are, you know, which are really, really dubious. So vile and disgusting that Facebook's pulling them down.
It is a problem. You know,
it's a problem.
It is a problem. Just what? Just
that policy and ideas, they're resorting to this stuff.
Just one more comment from you, Samantha. Today's Herald Sun's also had a bit of a go at you as well. I'd be interested in your reaction to that. They say, and I quote, the headline is, "The Greens lose fig leaf." And it says, "They have lost their fig leaf, boasters the arbiter of all that is moral and progressive." What's your view? What's your reaction to the Herald Sun?
Well, it doesn't surprise me that the Murdoch Press, the Herald Sun, comes after the Greens. They have form on this. They want to attack us and like the other political parties. And what we are seeing is an extraordinary attack on the Greens because we are a real and present threat. We could usher in the most progressive parliament that Victoria has ever seen if more Greens are elected today. And we would be championing renewable energy, more affordable housing, integrity, ending our addiction to coal, building world-class public transport systems. And, you know, we're going to upset the status quo. That's exactly what we're doing. And when you upset the status quo, the powers and vested interests start to really protest. And that's what we're seeing with the Murdoch Press. That's what we're seeing with the other political parties. But we are ready for the challenge. We have a truly progressive and optimistic outlook, a really significant policy platform, fully costed by the Parliamentary Budget Office. And Greens have been doing incredible work in our Victorian Parliament for the last decade. And we look forward to the next term where we can take that to another level.
Thanks, Samantha. And I encourage you to read Clay Lucas's article and have a look at that. Seems to me there's a bit of something going on there. You know, the people say it's a collaboration with you guys. You don't know about it. It's not the sort of politics that I like. I think it's dirty politics.
Yes, yes, yes. Samantha, all the best today. And where will you be? What are you doing as the day unfolds?
So I've just been at the Brunswick Early Voting Centre and we're headed off to Northcote now. So I'm really looking forward to talking to voters.
Cool.
All the best. And
thanks for your time. Appreciate it.
And we'll look forward to seeing what happens on
the
other side.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Thank you for your time.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.